This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share. If you have any questions on health, nutrition, or prescription drugs, or the longevity products, or our True Skin Health products, we want to hear from you. 844-236-6010. Let's make this program a dialogue, not a monologue. It's far more interesting when we talk to you. 844-236-6010. It's more interesting for me and more interesting for listeners. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to be talking to Jonathan Rivera at the bottom of the hour. Jonathan is the author of a couple really cool books on podcasting, and he also has a very inspirational podcast himself called The Daily Bread. And I am all about inspiration, especially in this crazy, corona-crazy, chaotic time that we're living in. I think this is a time when we can be inspiring to others, we can be inspiring to ourselves, we can pick ourselves up by the bootstraps, and we can turn crisis into opportunity. The bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. What are the opportunities, you say? The opportunity, number one, to start taking care of our bodies, because we have created a vector for the virus. We have created a viral vector, whether you believe in viruses or not. We have what is indisputable is the fact that we have created a perfect storm for disease and for illness. Viruses pick off the weak. They're opportunistic. They wait for opportunities. One of the biggest risk factors for COVID symptomology is obesity. This is from the journal Endocrinology Advisor. Obesity associated with hospital admission for COVID-19. From the American Society for Nutrition, impact of obesity and metabolic syndrome on immunity. One of the things obesity does, one of the things body fat does, is it increases the amount of inflammatory chemicals that are in the body. This is one of the, there's a lot of problems with obesity, but one of the biggest is the fact that fat is pro-inflammatory. Fat produces lots of inflammatory chemicals, lots of immune chemicals. Being obese or even just carrying excess body fat puts you at risk for all kinds of immune problems, including autoimmunity, as well as depressed immunity. And yes, they can go together. Autoimmunity is when your body, when the immune system is weakened. Or actually, it's not when it's weakened, but that's one of the things that can happen when your body is constantly being attacked by foods or when the immune system is on overdrive. Eventually, the immune system won't be able to handle things like viruses. The immune system won't be able to handle things like allergies. The immune system, by the way, is gut-driven, digestive system-driven, and
It's also subject to a phenomena called load, straw that breaks the camel's back phenomena, which means when you start working on your digestive system, your food, your pollen allergies, your springtime allergies will be less significant. Which means when you start working on your digestive system, you'll have more immune power for handling viruses or anything else. Which means when you start working on your digestive system, you'll be living a longer life because your immune system will be able to do what it needs to do. This is why the digestive system and food is so darn important, not to mention the whole obesity connection. Impact of obesity and metabolic syndrome on immunity, obesity associated with hospital admissions. This whole comorbid phenomenon has to be examined as well. 99% of people who passed away in Italy from the coronavirus were comorbid. They had other health challenges, especially cardiovascular health challenges and diabetes and obesity and smoking. That's what we want to be working on. We want to be working on the masks are silly. What you want to be doing is working on your immune system. If you're wearing a mask and you're going to McDonald's, what is that saying? That's the kind of disconnect we make when it comes to how we take care of our bodies and how we take care of our health. How many people who are wearing masks are on a robust nutritional supplement program that features selenium, that features zinc, that features essential fatty acids, that features all of your trace minerals, your plant-derived trace minerals. It features vitamin C, alpha-lipoic acid, and acetylcysteine. These are incredibly powerful immune-boosting supplements. How many people on masks are taking 500 milligrams of N-acetylcysteine and 2 grams of vitamin C a day? That's where we want to be focusing on. Now, whether or not this is, you know, I don't know how big a deal this is really. Think about it. If you didn't watch the news or if you didn't go on the internet, would you really even know anything was happening? For the most part, most of us would not even know there was anything happening. Do you realize that? Most people, if they didn't watch the news and they didn't go on the internet and talk to their friends or wherever get their sources of information from, nobody would notice there was anything going on. But you start watching the news, which nobody should watch, by the way. What we should all be doing is motivating, listening to motivational tapes, listening to motivational podcasts, reading motivational books, being inspired to change our lifestyles personally, and help others change their lifestyles. This is an opportunity for all of us to be great. This is an opportunity for all of us to be at our best. And this is an opportunity for us to ask questions. This is an opportunity for us to be critical thinkers. Critical thinking. That, in fact, this is the most this is the most important lesson here, is we have to learn to be critical thinkers. I got a letter earlier today from somebody who said, expressing frustration about how supposedly smart people are buying into all of this stuff. Right? Well, the answer is you could be supposedly smart, but if you're not a critical thinker, that's not going to help you. You're just going to do what you're told. You could be smart. You can have all the intellectual powers there are. Lots of scientists, lots of doctors are very intelligent, but they don't critically think. They don't deconstruct. I love that word. Deconstruct their beliefs. They don't break them down. How do I know it's true? Where did I get that information from? Being a critical thinker is different from being intelligent, and this is an opportunity for us to be critical thinkers. You don't even have to be intelligent to be a critical thinker, to think scientifically, to analyze data, to understand something called epistemology. Epistemology is the science or the study of how we know things. Yes, there's actually a science and a study of how knowledge is gained. And understanding how knowledge is gained, or understanding what constitutes knowledge, is not something that we're taught. It's not something that we're just born with understanding. You've got to participate. You got to read. You got to look at how you get your information, and you got to get multiple sources of information. It's very troubling that YouTube and social media is something like Facebook. Social media platforms are censoring. It's very troubling that all of the mass media is in lockstep when it comes to this one idea, all of them, uniform. There's no alternative or dissenting ideas. That's not good for science. That's very unscientific. It's very religious, actually. It's religious, not scientific. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll get your calls here in just a second. We do have lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. We have Jonathan Rivera coming up at the bottom of the hour. Jonathan's got a great podcast called The Daily Bread, and it is he's doing what I want to be doing on this program, which is inspire people, motivate people, help people deal with crisis in an opportunistic fashion. Crisis equals opportunity. Bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. We'll talk to Jonathan Rivera at the bottom of the hour in our next segment. And take your phone calls this segment, 844-236-6010. Just want to read this real quick. I found an interesting paper on something called humic acid. Humic acid is the mineral and organic content of soil. And humates, technically speaking, are the it's the soft, squishy, humic acid and humates are the soft, squishy, brown stuff it's the stuff that gives dirt or mud its brown color, I should say. This is the part of the soil that's responsible for transferring nutrients from the soil to the living organism, i.e. the plant. That's what humates do. And the active ingredient in the humates are the fulvates, or the fulvics. And between the fulvics and the humics, you have some seriously powerful medicine. That's called, by the way, in longevity parlance, plant-derived minerals. At least the mineral portion is called plant-derived minerals. And these plant-derived minerals have tremendously valuable properties. This is reading from, this is actually a chapter in a textbook on humates called Effects of Humic Acid on Animals, Humans, an Overview of Literature, and a Review of Current Research. One of the couple of things that jumped out at me about these minerals, these plant-derived minerals, which I use in a lot of my skin health products, by the way, because plant-derived minerals have an ability to help cells utilize nutrients. Cells utilize nutrients more effectively, and nutrients penetrate through the skin anyway more effectively when they're attached to these polyelectrolytes, which is what the elements and the humates are technically or properly called, polyelectrolytes, because they're electrical and they're magnetic. And this electromagnetism is a powerful source of energy. It acts as a delivery system for plants and for human beings. So you get electrolytes, which act as a source of energy, and you get a magnetic property pulling in nutrients, magnetically pulling in nutrients into cells. They open up little garage, I call them garage door openers in cells, but technically they're called voltage gates. And these voltage gates are activated by polyelectrolytes and humates and fulvates and clays and the things that are in the soil. The soil is the point of transfer of humates, or humates are the point of transfer of, from nutrients from soil to the plant, and likewise to your skin. Another interesting thing, I'll just, then we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. Literature's indicated that red blood cells have a higher percentage of oxygen when in the presence of humates. And human subjects taking humates have reported feelings of euphoria during the first few days of taking humates. All attributed, according to this article anyway, or this chapter, this euphoria is a result of additional oxygen. You get better oxygenation when you ingest these fulvates. And these fulvates, of course, are supposed to be coming in vegetables and plants that grow from the soil. But we know that does not happen. Thus, the importance of your plant-derived minerals and your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, among other longevity products. All right. 844-236-6010. Time to talk to our friend, Coach Cozy. I'm going to give you the whole rest of this segment, Coach Cozy, because I know you got some good stuff to say. And by the way, thank you for your Facebooks and your YouTubes. They're very interesting and very fascinating. How you walk through the city and talk. I really appreciate that. Do we have Cozy?
Awesome. Awesome, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing good. That's your Instagram page, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Instagram, that's Instagram.com/CozisWellness. You can find me there. But yeah, that was great information about the humates. I'm going to definitely look that up. It's very interesting.
Isn't it interesting?
Totally. Totally.
The soil is only about, about 2 or 3 feet at its deepest, but that's where everything is. That's what turns planet Earth, which is a rock, into the beautiful blue planet that we, the beautiful green and blue planet that we all know and love is the soil. That's the interface right there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
So, I think you were mentioning about a post yesterday, and I looked back, and I think I know which post you were referring to. It said that Dr. Fauci was backpedaling on his vitamin C and vitamin D. He mentioned something about vitamin C and vitamin D that 4 years ago, and now he's not talking about it. He's basically pushing all this quackery. And then it says, as he backpedals, New York hospitals are using vitamin C. So maybe you wanted to talk about that.
They are using vitamin C intravenous. How are they using the vitamin C?
Yeah, so they're using it. I know of two hospitals that are using it. Northwell Health, which is the largest hospital in New York State, they're using, it's a small amount compared to like the high doses that we know that you can get IV, but it's something. At least they're trying, right? So 1,500 milligrams 3 to 4 times per day. IV.
IV, okay.
IV. So it's not a big dose, but it's, at least they're doing something, you know? I'm sure it has a good effect. New York Presbyterian, I heard that they're using like 2,000 milligrams per day, like, you know, through slow, probably like slowly, 24 hours.
That's interesting, an interesting admission. You know, the fact that they're using it, that admits, they're admitting that despite the fact that they poo-pooed it for so long, they're admitting that it must have some kind of benefit. Even if they're not as big on it as a lot of, as I am and a lot of other people are, they're at least admitting that there's some kind of benefit to it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good start. You know, at least they're
right?
starting.
Right, it's a good start. Exactly.
We know that they can definitely do a lot more, but I guess it's the foot in the door, which is great, and this is great news for, you know, for the world that, you know, they're willing to do these non-toxic interventions.
Right,
we
only
have a lot of toxic interventions. Yeah.
Cozy, we only have about a minute, so I want to tell, what do you want everybody to know about this?
Well, a whole bunch of stuff.
Craziness.
I mean, I have so many things to say, but basically, you're doing a great job exposing, you know, the mask myths and all of that stuff. But I just wanted to point you guys to a study here that I found, a Cochrane group about probiotics, and they're saying probiotics for preventing acute upper respiratory tract infections. This was interesting. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, like a meta-analysis from 1978 to 2011, they looked at 14 randomized controlled trials, and guess what they concluded?
Yeah.
Pull this. It said probiotics were better than placebo in reducing the number of participants experiencing episodes of acute upper respiratory infection.
How do you like that?
How about
how
that?
Like that?
And it said, with, and reducing antibiotic use. That's
exactly right.
Admission. And it's very interesting because these upper respiratory infections, you know, they attack the mucous membrane, I guess, of the upper respiratory tract, and that's where our probiotics can go. There's a lot of beneficial bacteria there that's there to protect us because that's the interface between the outside world and the inside world. So we
listen,
have a lot
you,
of beneficial bacteria there, and that's where they go to fight. So people, get on your probiotics, and that's just one intervention. I mean, Ben talks about all these things that you can do on a daily basis, but imagine just doing one thing. And they're only talking about one simple thing, just opening your mouth and throwing a probiotic in there. And imagine if you were to do everything else that is mentioned on this show and what I also discuss as well. So guys, get out there, get healthy, do what you can, and be well, people.
Coast Cozy, you're awesome. Thank you so much. We'll talk
awesome.
To you again soon.
Awesome.
All right, take care, man. All right, Jonathan Rivera, author and inspiring podcaster, coming up in our next segment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be signing a small business relief package during a ceremony in the Oval Office later today. The measure adds new funds to a small business loan program that lets employers keep workers on the payroll despite the pandemic. Meanwhile, many people have still not received their coronavirus stimulus check, and there are already calls for a second round of them. But Senator John Cornyn, the Republican of Texas, says that's not likely to happen.
It would be prudent for us to hit the pause button and to make sure we're implementing everything we've already approved before we start spending more money.
Another grim milestone about to be reached in the outbreak as Johns Hopkins University researchers say the U.S. death toll from the virus is nearing 50,000. Stocks opening higher on Wall Street as oil prices rebound. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Many doctors are ripping President Trump's suggestion at yesterday's daily briefing that injecting disinfectant into the human body could successfully treat coronavirus infections. The president brought it up at the briefing yesterday after a Homeland Security official mentioned that disinfectants like bleach can kill the coronavirus on surfaces. Pulmonologist and NBC News contributor Dr. Vin Gupta says the notion of injecting or swallowing any type of cleansing product is irresponsible and dangerous. Trump's Food and Drug Administration has specifically warned already against drinking such chemicals and disinfectants. The Chinese government says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization after President Trump said he was cutting off U.S. funding for the WHO. China's foreign ministry saying that the donation reflects Beijing's support and trust in that organization. And a spokesman says the donation, along with $20 million that the government gave last month, will support the global fight against the virus pandemic. China's pledge coming on the same day that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo again said that the Trump administration might never give any money to the World Health Organization again. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search engine. If you miss a program or you want to review a program, just put the topic in the search engine and you'll get multiple shows or whatever shows or any show, if any shows, up on our search engine at brightsideben.com. Also, check out our longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and all my Truth Skin Health products formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds, because healing is beauty. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I'm excited to have our guest on. Jonathan Rivera is the author of a couple of really cool books about podcasting, and he's much more than that. As I started to get into reading Jonathan's books and then checking him out online, I found out that he had a really, really cool podcast, which is along the lines of what we're talking about here today, which is the idea of inspiration and motivation, and I'm always up for inspiration and motivation, but especially in this corona crazy time we're living in. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Jonathan Rivera. What's up, Jonathan?
Pharmacist Ben, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Glad to be here, and I was really stoked when you reached out to me, brother, so let's roll.
I was stoked to see what you're doing. I read Direct Response Podcasting and Podcast Recipes, and I just figured you were helping people utilize or leverage the power of the podcast platform. But then as I dug deep, I found that you are a motivational speaker, and you motivated me. You really did. Your stuff is so good, man. It really is. Power, positivity, leadership, love, and opportunity.
You really are listening.
I loved it. I so freaking loved it. I can't tell you. So let me hear I want to hear your story, okay? So I take it you got into direct marketing, or you're somehow involved with direct marketing. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I got everything wrong, and then I found the right way to do it, and it was direct marketing. But before that, I was just trying to figure out how to have a business, and I fell in love with the marketing part of it.
Are you an internet guy, or a web guy, or a hardware guy, software guy? I mean, are you a computer type person, IT person?
I'm a dad. I'm a man of faith. I'm a husband, but I wouldn't call myself any of those things. I'm a guy that likes to tell a good story.
Okay, but you didn't have a specialty in IT or anything.
I barely even got out of high school. Kicked out of high school.
Okay, so, but you're so young. I mean, you look young. I'm assuming you're not 40 yet, probably, right?
So 42, baby, going on 43.
Okay, well, then you look good. Then you look good. You're still pretty young, though, compared to me. So how did you get into this idea that you wanted to be inspiring and that you wanted to help people in addition to being a direct marketer? There's a humanitarian aspect to what you do. It's not just business. So how did you get this, or were you always this way? How did you get from being a businessman to being a humanitarian or anthroposophist, as they would say, somebody who loves man, to from direct marketing? How did you make that leap? Or was it always there?
I think what you're witnessing, you stumbled onto the Daily Bread Project, and that was a new project, and that was my response to the fear that I had. As all this chaos was breaking out, and instead of being scared, I just got called to lead. And what you're witnessing, this might sound hokey to some people, it's like the Holy Spirit talked to me and said, bro, you got to use this platform, you got to use this work, you got to use your email list, your social media, and bring some positivity. And
that's awesome.
I mean, I've been growing as a person my whole life, and evolving, and this is just the next evolution, and it's really driven by my faith, my love for my family, and my love for my faith.
And you felt like you were called to do this.
I didn't have a choice, man. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you the exact moment, because I record an Instagram story every day, and so I just tell stories about different things. Because my love is, I love storytelling, like I told you. And there was one day where I came back. I'm a member of the Knights of Columbus. I'm a Catholic man. I'm practicing, and I'm a member of the Knights of Columbus, and they do things like fish fries and Tootsie Roll drives and all that. And I'm like, God, I just can't. I can't do that. It's not me. It doesn't suit me. I don't know what I'm going to do. And one day I was walking in the park telling a story, and I realized, wait a second. This is what I'm supposed to do right here. I don't have to do it their way. I can share positivity. I can share love. I can share leadership, and I can share my faith right here with my Instagram stories, on my podcast, in my emails, and I was like, this is the platform, and this is why I've been building it.
So did it happen with this COVID thing, or was it building, or did that tip you over?
Yeah.
Tip you over?
So it goes back about, I would say, so I'm sure you've heard this, and nature abhors a vacuum. And July of last year, I was at a real, real low. I was feeling terrible. Really just, I wasn't myself, and I was looking for a way to just kind of get some momentum and get moving. And, I joined a mastermind, as, all of us often do when we want to grow. And, I learned about this thing called 75 Hard, which was a fitness and mental toughness challenge. And so in order to do it, I had to really rearrange my schedule and create a vacuum that I could fill with 75 Hard. And so I quit drinking, I quit sleeping in late, I quit doing the things that weren't serving me, and I started taking care of my fitness, got a little selfish, 2 walks a day, lifting weights, whatever, 45 minutes a day, twice a day, reading, doing all these things that were positive, and the place that I found that I was lacking. So I did that for 6 months straight, and I got in great shape, felt really great, skin looked great, everything, drinking a gallon of water a day, and I realized, all right, you know what's missing now? My body feels good. My finances are doing good. My family is good. I'm really missing the faith thing, and so I started leaning into the faith. And I was already hitting that before the COVID thing. And when that hit, I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. I don't really have a choice. I have to do it. And I've been doing it now for 40 episodes.
It's almost like an activation took place, kind of like you're activated when this whole COVID, that's kind of how I felt. Like, this is my time in a way. I was born for this time. Did you get a sense like that? Does that make sense to you?
Those are the exact words. I'm finding that with people, and I had a great guest on yesterday that he said, when you know your life's purpose, you realize that all these things are just drops in the bucket. It's not anything that's going to keep you off track, and that's why you feel that way, I think. That's why I feel that way. Like, I was born for this because I have all of this knowledge. I have all this ability. I have all this positivity. I have all these connections. Yeah. I feel exactly like you, bro. I was built for this.
I wonder if there's a lot of people, you know, if you want the glass half empty, glass half full, obviously the half empty is everywhere, but the half full part is that there is a sort of activation of a group of people who are going to become activated and going to be, they'll be better for it after this, and the world will be better because they were better for it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing it every day, man. The people that I get to speak with and the way that they're looking at what's going on as an opportunity to bond with family, as an opportunity to grow and be a better leader, as an opportunity for even business, all kinds of positive things are coming out of this. And that's just, if you're around the right people, that's exactly what it should be. This should be an opportunity.
That's awesome. Crisis equals opportunity, and the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. That's what we like to say here on The Bright Side. Jonathan, you're awesome. We're going to take a quick break. I still want to talk about power, positivity, leadership, love, and opportunity, and then also a little bit about podcasting. We're talking to Jonathan Rivera, Direct Response Podcasting, author of Direct Response Podcasting and Podcast Recipes. I'm pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Jonathan Rivera, author of Direct Response Podcasting and Podcast Recipes, and also podcaster himself with a really cool podcast called The Daily Bread. Jonathan, is it always when you do your program, do you ever talk about like conspiracy stuff and vaccine stuff and all the negative stuff, or is it always motivational and inspiring?
Yeah, we're trying to be the light, and so that's leaders in good and hard times. And so with that, I stick to how we can protect our minds and stay positive and block out all the nonsense out there.
Love it, love it, love it. Inoculate yourself against this mind virus, because it's a mind virus as much or even more than a physical virus that we're dealing with, right? It's a mental virus. In our last segment, we got a few minutes here. I'm going to say one word or one thing that comes to mind with your mantra of five really, really very powerful ideas, and then I want to talk a little bit about podcasting specifically. So, power, what does that mean to you succinctly?
Power means showing up.
Love it. Positivity.
Showing up.
Positivity.
Positivity means light, bringing the light.
Leadership.
Leadership means demonstrating what's possible.
Love.
Love. Love to me fills all those gaps. Love is leadership, is positivity, is all of that.
So that could be like an umbrella term for everything. Opportunity.
Opportunity is what we're living in right now, and turning obstacles into opportunities will teach you on eternal life and growth.
Now, you say you're religious, and you mentioned Catholicism. Does that infuse these ideas, or is that where these ideas come from, or how do they relate?
I think it's taken me a while. Like you said, I'm young, I'm 42, but I figured out my pillars of purpose, and that's family, faith, fitness, and finances. And so all those pieces fit together to take me on my journey. That's the compass for where I'm going. And as long as I'm hitting those and moving in the right direction, they all work together to make me as a whole person.
All right, so your main thing is podcasting. So let's talk, and I assume that's got to be your biggest, your deepest expertise. What do you say to somebody who wants to start a podcast? What's the first thing you would tell them to do?
Don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. Why do you want to start a podcast? Because it's a lot of work.
So you have to have a why, basically. The whole idea of why is probably... Yeah, yeah, why is really important. Like, what's your why? Do you ever see this? There's a YouTube video of a guy singing, and the host says, I want you to sing a song. And he sings Amazing Grace, and he sings it really well. And then the host says, now I want you to sing it thinking of what your why is. And then he does Amazing Grace, and it's like, it blows people away. It's like, if you infuse what you do with why, everything you'll do, what you do will be done better if you know your why.
Absolutely, that's the purpose.
So, you have this thing called the Podcast Factory. What exactly is the Podcast Factory, and how can somebody utilize it if they want to do a podcast?
Sure. So, we basically what we say is have a podcast in 30 days without headaches and hassles. And so, if you're an expert, you're good at what you do, you want to get the message out there, and you want to create an asset for your business, we put you on rails and deliver you there, and we're strategy partners as well as technical partners.
Now, do you have a platform you work with? Are you a platform or a network of some kind?
No. I mean, it's nice to be associated with the group, but no, we're not a platform of any kind.
So you'll put together the podcast from scratch for somebody or tell them what to do step by step? How does that work?
All of it. So, yeah, it's really it goes back to what we talked about earlier. It's about telling a better story. And so we're about telling a story that gets action. And that's where we kind of meet that direct response podcasting thing. Is like, anybody can have a podcast. I like to say anybody or any dummy with a smartphone can have a podcast. The key to making a podcast work for your business is telling the right story to the right people so you get the action that you're looking for.
Is there a difference between doing a live podcast and a recorded one? Is one better than the other? Is there ups and advantages and disadvantages to both, I imagine?
I think it's different things. Like, what I'm really digging about the idea of live right now is that you can get interaction, which gets people bought in. And so I love that idea. I think that's beautiful. The cool part about doing something that's not live is that you can do it on your own schedule, you can batch, and you can be really leveraged out on your content creation.
What do you think about the video versus audio versus both? I see a lot more video now. Is it important to have video? Is it helpful to have video? Does it matter if you have content?
Yeah, I like, you know what? I've spent the last year getting better at video because I see the same thing that you're seeing. And like, yeah, video is important, especially when you're thinking of creating content for search engines and search engine optimization and content marketing. Video is a powerful piece to add to the mix. And so if you have the video, audio, and the written word, you're hitting the search engines with three different angles, and you're making yourself appear even more in search in three different ways. And so I think that really blows up your trust and credibility and serves people in the different ways they want to be served.
Now, tell us about your specific services, like cost and how people, if somebody's listening and they're interested in the specific things you do. Like, imagine you do coaching. Do you do logistical stuff too? Do you help them get on a network? What services do you provide, and how does it work, and how much is it?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say how much it is without knowing what package a person would be on. So I have to skip that part, because we make a recommendation depending on what you want and what will serve you. But as far as the idea of the podcast service, all the technical stuff is taken care of. We have audio engineers, copywriters, and all that. And so what I tell people is I have a team that will take care of you on the back end with all of that. And me, personally, when I work with a person, it's about the strategy and how to take this asset that we're creating and utilize it, whether it's to get more phone calls, whether it's to get more speaking opportunities, whether it's to get more referrals. We figure out what's the best way to utilize this asset to get you the action that you want. And so it's a strategy partnership, like I said, and a technical partnership. And depending on if you want social media, if you want video, if you just want audio, if you want to do one show or two shows a week, there's different packages for all of that.
So you could do soup to nuts, from idea to expediting and getting the whole thing done from just an idea.
Like right now, so the Daily Bread Project went from idea to podcast in 7 days. And I thought, all right, that's me. I kind of have an unfair advantage because I've been doing this so long and I got the team and everything. So I had a couple guys come in about 2 weeks ago, and they said they wanted to speed pass. They're like, we got to get content out there. And I was like, all right, well, let's see if what I did can work for somebody else. And we have one guy, Markquell Russell. I put the two to compete against each other and offer him some ad spend for whoever won. And this guy got his podcast launched in about 10 days. And I've never seen anything like that. From idea talking to me to podcast launched in 10 days. We've never done it that quickly before.
All right. Now, I don't know. I have my shows on a bunch of different podcast platforms, but I don't know anything about specifically podcasting. What kind of tools do you have to have? Is it just your phone and you just go through some kind of platform? And then you just podcast?
Yeah.
And you just broadcast?
For us, my audio engineers are super picky, so they yell at us if people are, like, recording on their phone. So a nice USB mic plugged into your computer, GarageBand or Audacity will give you files that sound really well, and then having an audio engineer to take care of all the post-production makes you sound professional.
And can you do post-production without an audio engineer, or you pretty much need one?
I don't know how to do all that. That's why I built the company, was because I hated doing any of that stuff. And so I started hiring audio engineers, and then other people came to me and wanted help. And so I've always had people to help me with this. I mean, at least since 2013, I've had people to help with all that.
So if you have, is this the kind of thing like a kid can do, some kid who understands computers can do, or do you need somebody who's a professional audio engineer?
I mean, there's all kinds of software and all that kind of stuff to help you with those things. It's just, for me, I like to just have the guys that tell me, it's a two-way street. And so what I like about the audio engineers is that they're able to give feedback so that I can improve my game. And so how I'm recording or what tools I'm using, they give me feedback. And so same thing with the copywriters. The copywriters give our clients feedback like, hey, we need more stories so we can write better copy for you. Can you throw in an extra story or something like that? And so I like the human aspect and the training aspect and the growth aspect of it.
Jonathan, you're doing awesome, awesome work. John, thank you so much for being here, Jonathan. Authors, Direct Response Podcasting, Podcast Recipes. If you're interested in starting a podcast or you just want to listen to a really cool, inspiring podcast, The Daily Bread Project, that's the name of Jonathan's podcast, or go to thepodcastfactory.com for more information about Jonathan's podcast work. Thanks so much, Jonathan. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.